Hitler loathed cigarettes, believing they were the wrath of the red man against the white man, vengeance for having been given hard liquor. The Nazis used the slogan, Geheimnutz geht vor Wagenutz, the common good supersedes the private good, to justify policing individual health for the sake of the body politic. This is the same rationale used today. As one public health advocate wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine, both health care providers and the commonweal now have a vested interest in certain forms of behavior previously considered a person's private business if the behavior impairs a person's health. Certain failures of self-care have become, in a sense, crimes against society because society has to pay for their consequences. In effect, we have said that people owe it to society to stop misbehaving. In 2004, Hillary Clinton insisted that we look at children's entertainment from a public health perspective. Subjecting our children to so much of this unchecked media is a kind of contagion, a silent epidemic threatening long-term public health damage to many, many children and therefore to society. Richard Carmona, Bush's Surgeon General in 2003, led a long list of public figures who believed obesity has reached epidemic proportions. His simple prescription for ending America's obesity epidemic? Every American needs to eat healthy food in healthy portions and be physically active every day. This sort of thing changes the meaning of an epidemic from a public health threat that puts people in danger against their will, typhoid, poison food, bear attacks, and replaces it with the danger of people doing things they want to do. Just look at how the war on smoking is institutionalized hysteria. Free speech for anything even remotely pro-tobacco has been culturally banned and almost totally abolished by law. Tobacco companies themselves have been forced to ritualistically and expensively denounce their own products. Free association of smokers has been outlawed in much of America. In addition, the fixation with children allows social planners to intervene to stop child abusers who might smoke near children, even outdoors. Compare all this with a typical admonition found in a Hitler Youth health manual. Food is not a private matter, or you have the duty to be healthy. Or, as another uniformed health official put it, the government has a perfect right to influence personal behavior to the best of its ability if it is for the welfare of the individual and the community as a whole. That last official was C. Everett Koop. Vegetarianism, public health, and animal rights were merely different facets of the obsession with the organic order that pervaded the German fascist mind then and the liberal fascist mind today. Again and again, Hitler insisted that there is no gap between the organic and inorganic worlds. Oddly, this fueled the Nazis' view of the Jew as the other.